Bushun in the Wimagani dug. Beshigo Benesia quay indigo. Mong and do dame. Ga us a squadjimicog and doon jiba. Ga mesqua wako cog ninda. Elaine Fleming nindishin akas. My name is One Thunderbird Woman. Beshigo Benesia quay. It's a name that the universe knows me by. And my colonized name is Elaine Fleming. I'm with the Loon Clan. I'm a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. And I live in Gamasqua Wako Kog. That's the place where there used to be red cedar trees that Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox came and chopped them down and then moved on their way. But they're still around here, aren't they? Anyway, with that logging industry in the late 1800s, early 1900s, they chopped down so many of our trees that they had to come up with a new industry to make money around here. Now it'd become tourism. And here it is, May 14th, 2018, and a fishing opener just happened, and the tourists are back. So, welcome to History of Leech Lake. And I've been talking about Bagunagishik School. I've also been talking about racism in the 60s and 70s in the Cass Lake area and Ga'uzisquajimikog on the Leech Lake Reservation. I've been talking about the American Indian Movement, about people like Nawakamik, also known as Dennis Banks and Nigun Weiwidun. The Thunder Before the Storm, Clyde Belcourt, and Eddie Benton Binet, who helped to start the American Indian Movement in Stillwater State Prison. And I've been talking about relocation of our peoples throughout the years. You know, they had that Removal Act in 1830. And it really didn't affect us in 1830. It didn't really hit us until around 1850 when they tried to move our Ojibwe peoples out of northern Michigan and Wisconsin and into the Minnesota Territory to Sandy Lake. And then the Sandy Lake tragedy occurred, 1850. We lost about 400 of our people out of 5,500. So I'm going to continue talking about there was this group when the 80 students walked out of the Cass Lake High School in 1975 because of racism. There was a group of Indian parents that had formed. They were called the Concerned Parents of Indian Students. And Shirley LaDuke Fisher, one of our elders, was one of them. And she talks about that time in the 60s and 70s about the racism in the community, about things like church attendance and Ojibwe parishioners sitting on one side of the church and the white parishioners sitting on the other sides of the churches. And we still know racism today. And we've also been talking about militancy because this particular group that formed out of Indian parents who were concerned about their students in the schools and about their rights, that they had been labeled as being militants. And that's why I was talking about the American Indian Movement too, because they were labeled as being militant. Yet the American Indian Movement, in a couple of the books that I read, they both said that they didn't consider themselves militant, but rather they were based on spirituality. And so the Bagunagishik School that was formed later on, they would travel to the Red Schoolhouse in St. Paul, and they would watch what was going on there and how they... the people at the Red Schoolhouse, they would always start their weeks with ceremony and the drum songs. And that's when Eddie Benton Binet, and he was the head of the Red Schoolhouse, and Porky White of Leech Lake, he was also working there, and he was a spiritual leader. So our people from Bogonogishik was going down there and watching what was going on, and they would bring that ceremonial way back to the Bogonogishik school. And also, Hetty Benton Binet and Porky White would come to the Bogonogishik school to give it its name, which is Bogonogishik. And Mike Schmidt, one of the first two teachers at that school, he and Rose Gogolai, he said that when it was named Bogonogishik, it was not just for Bogonogishik of Leech Lake, who is well known for his connection with the Sugar Point battle, but also for the Chief Bogonogishik the Elder and Chief Bogonogishik the Younger of Gull Lake. And so I want to continue with these, talking about the Bogonogishik school and these, and the way it's connected to many other stories. So I write and speak about Nawakamik, Dennis Banks, and Negan Waywedan, who was known as Clyde Belcourt, because of their activism, their self-determination, and the road to the American Indian Movement. You see, as you read about AIM, you'll find that both AIM leaders said that AIM was based in spirituality, not in militancy. And that's what Shirley LaDuke Fisher said about their group, Concerned Parents of Indian Students. She wrote in student papers that Mike Schmidt had his students do in the Cass Lake High School. She wrote, "We didn't consider ourselves as militant. We considered ourselves to be peaceful advocates and activists for our children." So their peaceful protests would lead to the founding of the Bogonogishik School of our Leech Lake Nation. In Shirley's writings, she talks about the American Indian Movement and how Ojibwe people in our communities thought about them. Some were very pro-AIM, and there were many who were very anti-AIM. Even Dennis Banks and Clyde Belcourt wrote about how many elders in the Twin Cities and other areas considered them to be nothing much more than ex-cons who knew nothing about traditionalism and life on the reservations. So when they came out of Stillwater State Prison and started organizing, many of the elders didn't want to listen to them. Shirley said that many members in Cass Lake became members of AIM, but no active group was established on the reservation at the time. And today, in May of 2018, we do have an active AIM group in the Enbay Mijikamog. So when Shirley wrote about AIM's visit to Cass Lake in May of 1970, she talked about the fear in the community. It was on both sides, but the white people were especially afraid of violence in the American Indian Movement. The white people were also very upset about the recent judge's decision that the Leech Lake Nation had legal jurisdiction over the hunting, fishing, and gathering rights within the reservation's border. So AIM came to town, 1970. According to a talk given by Dennis Banks, AIM was invited there to support the fishing opener event in the reservation itself. The reservation's rights to hunt, fish, and gather, the rights to self-determination. Members of the Reservation Business Committee, Dave Manell and Cy Howard, according to Banks, said that these two were the ones who had invited them. And our right to hunt, fish, and gather on the reservation goes back to the beginning of time. You know, any people must be able to support themselves and to feed themselves. And so in those treaties, that's what was understood. When they concentrated us on reservations, then that we would be able to support ourselves with the resources within our reservation boundaries. And so that's enough for today. Thank you for listening. Mi kwech bisandawi ek. Mi kwech mi you.